It's time to check in with the folks from the Lorain Public Library System. This is our day that we are broadcasting from the Yes for Lorain Library Studios, paid for by Citizens Committee for the Lorain Local Library. And some folks to here to help us talk about that. We have Allie Morgan, who is the branch manager of the South Lorain branch. Hi, Allie. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Thanks. And also Joanne Eldridge Tucker, former Lorain Public Library System director, now with the Levy Committee treasurer. Hi, Joanne. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Great. Still can't get away from the library, huh? You even when you're not heading things up, you still want to be involved.
Yeah, I'm a library lover.
Absolutely.
Forever.
Well, let's talk about issue 22 that will be coming up here on the May ballot. Explain what that is for the voters.
I was just going to say it's a renewal. It's not a new tax. So this will be a renewal for the levy. For the Lorain libraries, it's a renewal of the current $5.95 million passed in 2016. And this expires every 5 years. And then for our Sheffield Lake Democus branch, it's a renewal for the current $2.95 million passed in 2016. And again, expires every 5 years.
What are the expenses then used for? What's this money being allocated for?
Okay, the money helps with the maintain the library's operations. And for Democus, it's 83% of the operating revenue. And for Lorain, it's at 95% of the operating revenue for the main library and South Lorain branch. And it helps with all kinds of programs, the current hours of service, the staffing, purchasing new materials, the computer access and internet resources, and expanding outreach to the community. Right now, because of COVID, the library plays a real instrumental role and helping people, and this whole thing about us adapting to this new normal. I don't think I'm real happy and pleased with what the library has been doing.
Allie, talk a little bit about that. How sort of, this renewal happens every 5 years, so this is sort of planned on the system, but you never know what's going to happen in the meantime. How has that last year sort of impacted how you're doing things for the library?
So, We opened up in stages. What we started doing is originally when COVID hit and everything shut down, we did virtual services, e-library cards, reference help over the phone, email, chat. Then we opened up for curbside service in May and expanded our books by mail. We were able to open up back to the public in June. And since then, we've tried to provide every service that we can. We've added like contactless checkout machines, hold lockers. We were able to get internet access hotspots to the schools and for people to check out. And then most recently, we partnered with Lorain County Public Health, and we've been helping them to schedule vaccine appointments for folks.
So not just checking out books, it's a lot of things going on. Were there things that needed to be purchased or did you have all of the resources already just to kind of package them differently for last year?
Yeah, I mean, we went for every funding opportunity we could and used those funds to best serve the community for all the PPE we needed to get and all of the services that we needed to adapt.
We were talking today with Joanne Eldridge Tucker, former Lorain Public Library System Director. Now she's with the Levy Committee for Issue 22. Also, Allie Morgan with the South Lorain Branch. You mentioned this is every 5 years that gets put on for the current expenses. Is everything kept in check at this point? Obviously, there's always increase in prices. And even last year, you never know. I don't know, did the cost of purchasing books for the library change over this because of that, or other issues you might be able to address?
It's pretty much the same. Although the library, we're always keeping up with the technology. So, and that's something that, is always going to be a cost. Because one of our main services, like throughout the pandemic, is we kept our public computers open, socially distanced, and helping people, fill out unemployment, making sure all the computers are updated, helping them fill out forms, helping with resumes. And then the other thing is the copy, fax, scan to email, things like that. So, there is a cost involved in providing all the technology as well.
Joanne, from your experience, I'm sure you know that Volunteers play a key role in what libraries do in getting levies passed. What has it been like for you to work on this committee?
Well, it's wonderful because I couldn't be more proud of them. They have reinvented themselves, and it's continuous improvement. And in my career, I'm a life member of the American Library Association, a member of the Ohio Library Council, and many other organizations, member of all five Friends groups, member of the Library Foundation. And I can tell you what we're doing now is first class. No other library in the country that is doing more than what the Lorain Public Library System is doing. So I'm hoping that people will show some love for the library and get out and vote. You can vote now, and I'm planning to vote this week. And I think that it's important. We have issue 22 and issue 6 in Sheffield Lake that are on the ballot. And I just hope people go and show their love for the library.
Allie, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but maybe I will. When I go in the Avon branch in the back, I see, you know, all the different books that are on hold for people to come in to pick up. And sometimes I see one book in particular. There's a whole lot of them. It's a really hot item. Is there a hot book out there today that people are going after?
Well, I would say that because we're a part of the CleveNet system, you know, over 83 libraries a part of this borrowing system. It'd be hard to pin one thing down, but our most heavily circulated item right now is the Wi-Fi hotspots because people do need that internet access at home.
Wait, explain that. I can take out a hotspot from the library? Is it like a, Craig, this is like a box or a part of a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a Wi-Fi box. So you take it home and then your household has internet.
And how long am I allowed to keep that? Just
3 weeks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just bring it back. Wow. I suppose that also on a side note, you've probably become experts in Zoom and any of that kind of kind of those platforms where people say, how do I do? Because I know reference for the library, sometimes you have a technical support for people too, right?
Oh, absolutely. We provide those services as well and the one-on-one tech help. And we've had to adapt with all of the e-services we do, because we have a really extensive e-library, LorainPublicLibrary.org/e-library. That is, you can check out e-books, e-audiobooks. I mean, so many sources for job help, everything like that. So we definitely have that.
Yeah, and of course, we always talk about the importance of the library. Maybe this past year, even here, people were reading more books, or they were obviously, you know, looking to kind of keep connected, and the library was able to provide that for them, even through this tough, difficult time. Are you waiting for the time where you can have groups come in and sort of just kind of take your rooms and space? Because libraries are sort of a gathering place for people, and it's kind of it's a separate setup this year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a Zoom account for the library, so we have been doing, like, book discussions and writers groups and things over Zoom, but it's not the same.
Yeah, you miss the same people that you come in, and of course, it's just the fun to come to see the people at the library and maybe get some suggestions from the librarians of what's good and what maybe things that people can take part in. Well, again, if people want to find out more about the issue 22 and issue 6, good place to do that, or where do we want to recommend them looking into this?
LorainPublicLibrary.org.
Sounds good. Well, Allie, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us this morning. Also, Joanne Eldridge Tucker, the Levy Committee Treasurer, joining us. Again, Issue 22, Lorain Public Library, and Issue 6 is for the DeMoncus branch as well. So,
yeah, thank you for having me. And we do have a Shred Day in Sheffield Lake coming up on April the 10th, and I'm planning to declutter my home office with all my old tax forms and run right up there.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of things happening at the libraries. We appreciate your time, ladies. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.